السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون، صدق الله العظيم. Honorable علماء الكرام, respected elders, brothers, youngsters, mothers and sisters listening at home, Alhamdulillah, we have the opportunity to take part, to witness the completion of the memorization of the Quran once again. And first and foremost, we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to witness this event and this occasion. For this we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, that all praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all gratefulness is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we have 6 students who will be completing the memorization of the Holy Quran. 4 of the students are part of this madrasa, Madrasa Mahmudiyya, and 2 students are students of our respected Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Mutala Sahib, and they will also be completing the memorization of the Holy Quran. Now, as is the custom, inshallah, we will be commencing this gathering with the recitation of the Holy Quran, and for this, I call one of our students who is in the second year of the Alim class, Hafiz Ilyas Mullah, to come and recite a few verses from the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فريح وريحان فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his recitation. And now, inshallah, I will invite one of the graduates of this madrasa, Maulana Ilyas Sida, to come and recite some naats.
قرآن حیاتِ انسان ہے، قرآن ہمارا رہبر ہے، قرآن حیاتِ انسان ہے، قرآن ہمارا رہبر ہے، نہ پوچھ تو رتبہ اس کا سن، ہر شے سے عظمت بڑھ کر ہے، نہ پوچھ تو رتبہ اس کا سن، ہر شے سے عظمت بڑھ کر ہے، کیا شان یہ رب نے دے ڈالی، ہر نطق پہ قرآن ہے جاری، کیا شان یہ رب نے دے ڈالی، ہر نطق پہ قرآن ہے جاری، ہو بوڑھے جوایا ہو بچے، یہ یاد سبھی کو ازبر ہے، ہو بوڑھے جوایا ہو بچے، یہ یاد سبھی کو ازبر ہے، قرآن سے تعلق جو توڑے، نہ پوچھ تو اس کی بدبختی، قرآن سے تعلق جو توڑے، نہ پوچھ تو اس کی بدبختی، عقبہ میں ملے گی رسوائی، عقبہ میں ملے گی رسوائی، حیوان سے وہ انسان بتر ہے، بدلہ ہے جہاں کا ہر ذرہ، بس امن و اماں کا یہ گھر ہے، بدلا ہے جہاں کا ہر ذرہ، بس امن و اماں کا یہ گھر ہے، ہر سمت جہالت کی ظلمت اس نور خدا نے توڑی ہے، ہر سمت جہالت کی ظلمت اس نور خدا نے توڑی ہے، قرآن سے ہو رشتہ ایسا کہ پڑھتا ہی رہوں میں قرآن کو، قرآن سے ہو رشتہ ایسا کہ پڑھتا ہی رہوں میں قرآن کو، بن جائے جو عامل گیلانی، قرآن تو اس کا زیور ہے، بن جائے جو عامل گیلانی، قرآن تو اس کا زیور ہے، قرآن حیات انسان ہے، قرآن ہمارا رہبر ہے، قرآن حیات انسان ہے، قرآن ہمارا رہبر ہے، نہ پوچھ تو رتبہ اس کا سن، ہر شے سے عظمت بڑھ کر ہے۔ شکریہ اے حافظو اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، شکریہ اے حافظو اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا، شکریہ اے حافظو اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا، دس عزیزوں کے سفارش کا تمہیں مژدہ ملا، دس عزیزوں کے سفارش کا تمہیں مژدہ ملا، اس سے بڑھ کر حفظ قرآن کا بھلا کیا حوصلہ، مل گیا ہے رب سے دس بے آسروں کو آسرا، مل گیا ہے رب سے دس بے آسروں کو آسرا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا، حفظ قرآن کے الفاظ تم نے کر لیے، حفظ قرآن کے الفاظ تم نے کر لیے، لال گوہر سے تو دامن تم نے اپنے بھر لیے، اب عمل کے موتیاں چننے کا آیا مرحلہ، اب عمل کے موتیاں چننے کا آیا مرحلہ، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا، جن کے بچے اس جہاں میں حافظ قرآن ہے، جن کے بچے اس جہاں میں حافظ قرآن ہے، حافظ قرآن کے ماں باپ عالی شان ہے، ان کے خاطر ہو رہا ہے شہنشاہی انتظام، ان کے خاطر ہو رہا ہے شہنشاہی انتظام، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا، جو سنہری تاج رکھے گا ہمارے سر پر، جو سنہری تاج رکھے گا ہمارے سر پر، ہوگا سورج سے زیادہ روشنی میں پر ضیا، سب کہیں گے آ رہے ہیں یہ محمد کے غلام، سب کہیں گے آ رہے ہیں یہ محمد کے غلام، جو پڑھے قرآن اس کا ہے بڑا اونچا مقام، شکریہ اے حافظو اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، شکریہ اے حافظو اس کا رہو کرتے ادا، حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا۔
MashaAllah, JazakAllah to Manal al-Yasab for reciting those naat. Before we await the arrival of our guest, just for us to, as a reminder, to understand why we are here, just like to request brothers just to move forward and fill in any of the gaps that may be there. There are some brothers at the back as well and others will be arriving. So if you can just move a little bit forward, inshallah. JazakAllah. So as mentioned previously, Alhamdulillah, we are here today to take part in the completion of the Holy Quran by 6 students, 4 from Madrasa Mahmudiya and 2 students of our respected Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Mutala Sahib. And it's an opportunity for us to listen to the advices of our guest, our chief guest, the Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorad Sahib Hafidhahullah. And also, it's an opportunity for us to reflect on our connection with the Quran. We have many, many opportunities. We have many, many times whereby we take part in these occasions where students, young students, teenagers, who complete the memorization of the Holy Quran after 6 years, 7 years, sometimes 5 years of hard work, waking up in the morning and also spending time 2-3 hours at home, then coming to madrasa, studying for 3 hours Saturday mornings. It's a great sacrifice of these students. And these students, they have times and of difficulty where there are tears and of happiness as well. And today is one of the times where they will have happiness, and ultimate happiness is reserved for the hereafter, inshallah, where a person will be granted entrance into Jannah. And he will be able to take 10 individuals and intercede on behalf of 10 individuals and take them to Jannah as well, his family members. And the condition is that a person, he is Sahibul Quran. And Sahibul Quran is that individual who reads the Quran, who connects with the Quran, and who brings into practice the teachings of the Quran. So this is also something very, very important. And this is a advice for those of us who have memorized the Quran. But a person who connects with the Quran, who becomes Sahibul Quran just by reciting the Quran and bringing into his life the injunctions of the Quran and staying away from the prohibitions of the Quran, can also be a person classed as someone who is Sahibul Quran. So we all have committed to memory, alhamdulillah, some portion of the Quran. So we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has allowed us to memorize whatever amount of Quran that we have in our memory. And we should try and endeavor, irrespective of our age, to try and increase the memorization of the Quran. That a person, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that ta'ahadu hadha al-Quran, that commit yourself to the Quran. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned and took an oath, walladhi, that by the one in whose hand is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this Quran will leave the memory more quickly than a camel that is tied. So we have the teachings of the Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. So a person, he should, a moment of reflection, a moment to think that what is my connection with the Quran? How much do I recite daily? Do I recite it just in the month of Ramadan? Or on a daily basis, am I reciting one page, half a page, two verses of the Quran? And when a person, he comes to a gathering like this, a moment of happiness, and I congratulate the family members, the teachers, the institutes as well, that have put effort behind these students, and the parents as well, they have a great struggle, that they have to wake their child up, work hard, encourage them. There are moments where a student may want to leave the Hifz class because it gets too difficult with other commitments and other difficulties. So I congratulate the parents as well, the teachers as well, from the day one when a child enters the reception class all the way to now. So much effort has been placed on this child. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the effort of all the individuals that put effort behind these students. So it's our opportunity to reflect on our connection with the Quran. And ultimately, this Quran is what is going to benefit us and help us. This Quran, like our Mawlana read in terms of on the Yawmul Qiyamah, a person who leaves the Quran, he will be regretful on the day of Qiyamah. He will wish and hope that he read more Quran. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best dhikr that a person can do. A person, he wants to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most effective and efficient ways of doing this is by reciting the Quran. So the first thing that we need to do is when we reflect, then we make an intention today that when we leave this gathering, then we leave with the intention that, inshallah, I am going to increase my connection with the Quran. I am going to increase the recitation of the Quran. And connected to this is as well, is that we try to perfect our recitation. We try to make sure that we commit ourselves to the Quran and take time out to understand the Quran. And a time where we are in need of guidance. We are in need of guidance, a time where there is fitan and tests and trials and tribulations all around us. Whether we are going to work, university, college, school, wherever it may be, we have challenges. And the more we connect to the Quran, the more we will gain guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this, it is our responsibility to attend the gatherings of the ulama. Many of the masajid, mashallah, they have the programs in terms of the explanation of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran. So we should take some time out and we should increase our connection with the Quran and reflect at this moment in time in terms of how much time do I spend in my local masjid or in a masjid in my locality where the Quran, the lessons of the Quran are being given and disseminated by the imam or by the scholar. How much time am I spending in trying to understand the Quran? So this is also something which is our responsibility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to increase our connection with the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we become sahibul Quran. That we become sahibul Quran. Alhamdulillah, two of the students that are completing their memorization today, 2 weeks ago, they completed the whole recitation of the Quran in one sitting. On a Sunday, they started at 6 o'clock. Approximately 6 o'clock, and they completed the recitation around 7 o'clock in the evening, half 7 in the evening. Two of the students, mashallah, they worked hard, and this is a mu'jiza and a miracle of the Quran, that in this day and age, one is 14, one is 15, and both of them memorized the whole Quran, recited the whole Quran in one sitting. Subhanallah, this is something which is truly a mu'jiza of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their recitation, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of the students. Inshallah, now I would like to invite one of our guests, Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, Maulana Ibrahim Dorat Sahib, to also recite Anat.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بے زار رہوں. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے، مست رہوں سر شار رہوں، ہوش رہے نا مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوش یار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی، تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی، تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ إلا الله مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بونے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بونے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بے زار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سر شار رہوں یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں
Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who remember him abundantly and consistently and throughout our lives. And especially when it's time to leave the world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that the last words that come out of our mouth are the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we invite our chief guest, our respected Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Salim Dorad Sahib Hafidhahullah, I just want to mention that Hazrat has come all the way from Leicester and it's around a 2-hour journey. Hazrat has a very busy schedule as well. I request that we all sit, especially our students, that we all sit attentively with the intention of bringing into our life the advice that Hazrat gives us today. And also that we know that many of you will be aware, many of you may not be aware, Hazrat, mashallah, is the founder of the Islamic Dawah Academy in Leicester in 1991. Hazrat established this academy. And Hazrat, mashallah, there are many programs that take place. Every Tuesday, there's a program in English. Every Friday, there's a program in the Urdu language. On Sundays, there is a program, the Tafsir of the Quran, in the Urdu language. And also, the first Saturday of every month, Hazrat has a program, a Tazkiyah program, in Leicester. So if we can, then we should try and go and visit this place as well. And also, we have Ahlullah, the friends of Allah, within our communities as well. We have the likes of Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rauf Sahab, Hafidhahullah. We have Hazrat Mufti Musa Badad Sahab, Hafidhahullah, and others. And we should try and spend our time in the company of these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more time we spend in good company, the more good traits and good habits will come into our life. So I humbly request our respected Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Salim Duhad Sahib Hafidhahullah to advise us. And also brothers are requested to move forward. If there's any space, there are some brothers waiting in the passage, if you can just move forward. And please avoid taking any videos or any pictures as well. Jazakallah khair. If everybody can just come forward, especially the students, inshallah, if you just move forward as well, there's some space in the front. Jazakallah.
بچوں کو کتنی دیر لگے گی السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, يا أيها الناس, O people, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Indeed, a مَوْعِذَة has come to you from your Rabb. Indeed, a maw'idha, a wa'ad, an advice has come to you from your Rabb. Wa shifa'un lima fi sudur, and shifa for all the illnesses of your hearts has come to you. So maw'idha, advice has come to you. Shifa, shifa for all the ailments of the hearts, shifa for all the spiritual illnesses of the heart, cure for all the illnesses of the heart has come to you. Wahudan, hidayah has come to you. Hidayah, guidance. Wa rahmatul lil mu'minin, and mercy for the believers has come to you. Rahmah for the believers has come to you. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the glorious Quran. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying, O people, Quran has come to you. Allah is not saying, the book of Allah has come to you. Allah is not saying, the word of Allah has come to you. Allah is saying, maw'iza has come to you, shifa has come to you, hidayah has come to you, and rahmat for the believers has come to you. So Allah has mentioned four qualities of the glorious Quran. Quality number one, it is maw'idha. Quality number two, it is shifa. Quality number three, it is hidayah. And quality number four, it is rahmah for the believers. And there are many more qualities of the Quran. There are many more attributes of the Quran. There are many more characteristics of the Quran. Because Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has innumerable characteristics. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned four characteristics, four attributes, four names of the Quran, four qualities of the Quran. Number one, maw'idha. Number two, shifa. Number three, hidayat. And number four, rahmah for the mu'mineen. The first quality of the Quran is that it is maw'idha. And when we translate maw'idha in English, it is advice. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'idhati al hasana. Al maw'idha. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to call people towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udu'u ila sabili rabbik. O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call people towards the path of your Rabb, bil hikmah, with wisdom, wal maw'idhati al hasana, and good advice. So Quran is advice. Quran, from beginning till end, advice is the humans, how they should live their lives. It advises the humans how they are able to overcome their hurdles in their spiritual path. So Quran is an advice. But the word maw'idha does not only mean advice. Maw'idha means that advice which softens the heart and penetrates the heart. So it's not simply advice. Quran is a maw'idha. And there are so many Arabic words which cannot be translated. So the translators look for the nearest meaning. And the nearest meaning is advice. That's as far as you can go. If you want to explain maw'idha with one word only in the English language. Maw'idha, advice. But it has a wider meaning. Maw'idha means that advice which penetrates, which softens the heart and penetrates the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people, there has come to you a advice from your Rabb which will soften the hearts and it will penetrate the hearts. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one night he came to the Haram Sharif and he saw our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam performing salat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was not aware that Umar radiyallahu anhu is listening to my recitation of the Quran because he was in salat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was facing the Kaaba, performing salat, and in salat he was reciting the Quran. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting these verses, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ انه لقول رسول کریم. عمر رضی اللہ عنہ had not accepted Islam and he was not interested in Islam at this stage. He had hatred for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had hatred for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when these words fell in his ears, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Three verses only. When he came near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and when he was able to work out what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting, these are the three verses that fell in his ears. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. I take oath of those things that you are able to see, and I take oath of those things that you are unable to see. And after taking this oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Indeed, this is the word of a noble messenger. That means, this Quran is the word sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a noble messenger, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. These three verses had such a profound effect on Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that it attracted his heart towards the Quran. But Umar radiallahu anhu had been in denial for a very long time, so he could not accept it. This was his first experience that there is so much effect in the Quran. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Such an impact these three verses had on the heart of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he had to, in denial, convince himself somehow that this is not the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he had to tell himself that this is poetry. Because normally poetry pulls people. Poetry is more effective than normal sentences, normal words. So it had this magnetic force in it. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Such a magnetic force that Umar radiallahu anhu had the choice of either accepting the fact that it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is so powerful. That is why it is so effective. That is why it is compelling me to think about it. But he was in denial. And he was in no position to accept the truth. So in order to convince himself that this is not the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, it's attracting me, it's pulling me towards it, it's having an effect on me because it is poetry. And poetry has some effect. Little did Umar radiallahu anhu know what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to recite next. So everything is happening simultaneously. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. The effect is taking place. Umar radiallahu anhu is trying to fight off the positive thoughts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inspiring him with, that this is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you ever come across words which have more effect than this? And Umar radiallahu anhu is simultaneously fighting these thoughts that no, these are having effect on my heart because it is poetry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further recited, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't know Umar radiallahu anhu is standing behind him listening to his recitation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unaware of the thought process of Umar radiallahu anhu. But look at the miracle of the Quran. This is the advice that softens the hearts. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites the first three verses. And Umar radiallahu anhu is attracted because it is softening the heart of Umar radiallahu anhu. It is penetrating. And he is somehow trying to fight it off. And he is saying, this is nothing but poetry. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great poet. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَعِيرٍ. This is not the word of a poet. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. It is the weakness of your iman. It is the weakness of your iman that you are brushing aside this thought that this is the word of Allah, and you are trying to convince yourself that this is the word of a poet. So Umar radiallahu anhu thought to himself that if this is not poetry, then what is it? As I said earlier, all these things are happening simultaneously, very fast. What is it? It has to be soothsaying. Because a soothsayer is able to give information regarding the unseen world. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't know I am here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't know what I am thinking. Why did he say, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَعِيرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ? So it seems that he is a soothsayer. And the jinni that he has is informing him of what is in my heart, according to their ideology. So further Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. This is not the word of a soothsayer. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Your problem is that you are not taking advice. You are not pondering over the words of Allah. Little advice that you take. That means you are not taking any advice. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is thinking now, he is torn between two worlds, that if it is not poetry, if it is not soothsaying, that what can it be? What can it be? If it is not, because these are the only two things that will attract a person. These are the true, only two extraordinary things that we find within our community, according to his time. It's either poetry or it's either soothsaying. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is either a poet or a soothsayer. He is either shair or he is kahin. If he is not a shair, if he is not a kahin, if he is not a poet, if he is not a soothsayer, if this is not poetry, if this is not soothsaying, then what is it? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further recites, Tanzeelum mir Rabbil Alameen. This is a revelation from the Rabbul Alameen. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say later on that this was the first moment when, to a certain extent, Islam knocked on my door and maybe opened the door of my heart. This was the first instance when Islam knocked on the door of my heart, and to a certain extent it opened the door. So I had some inclination towards Islam. And thereafter, Umar radiallahu anhu, after some time, decides to assassinate our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And whilst on the path to assassinating Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is informed that your sister Fatima binti Umar, your sister Fatima, and your brother-in-law Sayyid ibn Zayd, he is from the Ashari Mubashara. He is from amongst those 10 people who were giving glad tidings of Jannah in one gathering. So he is on his way to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as part of a conspiracy, and he is informed that your sister and your brother-in-law has accepted Islam. It has been some time. You are unaware. So he is diverted. Instead of going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes straight to the house of his sister Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and he knocks on the door. And at that time, Khabbab ibn Arat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was teaching Fatima radiyallahu anha and Sayyid bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu parts of the Quran. So the teacher was there, the students were there, and Umar radiyallahu anhu is at their doorstep. So Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha knew that I am the sister, he is the brother-in-law, and there is only one stranger in the home, Khabbab ibn Arat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So both of them understood that the life of Khabbab ibn Arat radiyallahu anhu is in danger. So they sent him out of the house from the back door, or they hid him somewhere, and then they opened the door. When they opened the door, Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "What were you reciting?" Because Khabbab ibn Arat radiyallahu anhu was teaching, and Sayyid bin Zaid and Fatima radiyallahu anhum were learning. So Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu could hear that some recitation is taking place. "What were you reciting?" So the two of them said, "What we recite, what we do in the four walls of our home, what has that got to do with you?" So Umar radiyallahu ta'ala said, "I know you have accepted Islam. Somebody has informed me. Kaha kya pad rahe the tum? Wo bole tumko kya matlab? Kaha dono musalma ho chuke ho, janta hoon sab. Kaha kya pad rahe the tum?" Umar radiyallahu ta'ala said, "What were you reciting?" Kaha kya pad rahe the tum? Wo bole tumko kya matlab? The reply was, "What's it got to do with you? It is our life." Politely they said. "Kaha dono musalma ho chuke ho, janta hoon sab. I am fully aware that both of you have accepted Islam without my knowledge, secretly." And then he started beating Sayyid bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A brave man will never lift his hand on a woman. So he started beating Sayyid bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And when Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha feared that if I don't intervene, the life of my husband is in danger, she intervened. And she tried to save her husband Sayyid bin Zaid. But Umar radiyallahu anhu was so intoxicated with anger that he did not realize that he is a very brave man and he is doing something today which he has never done before and which he will never do after. He lifted his hand on his sister and he started beating the sister until she started bleeding. So when Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha realized that Umar radiyallahu anhu is not in his senses and there is no point in going around the circles, it is time that we openly declare our Islam. So she said, "Behan boli Umar, humko agar tu mar bhi daale, शिकंजों में कसे या बोटियां कुत्तों से नुचवा ले मगर हम दीन हक से अब तो हरगिज फिर नहीं सकते बुलंदी मारिफत की मिल चुकी है गिर नहीं सकते बहन बोली उमर हमको अगर तू मार भी डाले शिकंजों में कसे या बोटियां कुत्तों से नुचवा ले ओ उमर यू कैन डू एनीथिंग दैट यू वांट यू कैन टेक आवर लाइव्स. You can torture us. You can set the dogs on us. and they can rip our body into parts and eat us away. Do whatever you can. Magar hum deen haq se ab to hargiz phir nahi sakte. But now we can never leave deen haq. We can never leave this deen, which is haq. We can never leave haq. We can never leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the Quran had softened the hearts of these two and it had penetrated in their hearts. Magar hum deen haq se ab to hargiz phir nahi sakte. We know what Islam is. We have recognized Islam. We have understood Islam. There is no possibility of us moving even an inch from the deen of haq. Bulandi marifat ki mil chuki hai, gir nahi sakte. We have been elevated through the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After recognizing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fall on the ground and become disgraced. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stopped. It was a shock for him. Because Fatima never raised her voice in front of her brother. Fatima, number one. Number two, a lady. Number three, sister. And number four, Umar radiyallahu anhu came from a very noble family. But Umar was very brave, so was his sister. So the bravery of sister manifested. And Umar radiyallahu anhu stopped for a while. And he started contemplating. And he started looking at the sister. And he saw this side in front of him, that blood is flowing from her mouth. Blood is flowing from her mouth. Tears are rolling down her cheeks. And haq is emanating from her tongue. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala had a very profound effect on the heart. And he was in a situation where he was completely shocked that how is this possible? The whole of Makkah fears me. The whole Makkah fears me. When people were migrating after the instruction from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were migrating secretly. When Umar radiallahu anhu decided to migrate, he came to the Haram Sharif, where all the stalwarts of the Kuffar were sitting in groups. And you know what he said? He said, I am migrating. He told everybody, I am migrating. Who is going to stop me? So he said, Man arada an yuyattima walada wa yurmila zawjata wa antuskilahu ummuhu falyatbani wara'a hadhal wadi. If any one of you has the desire to make his child orphan, if any one of you has the desire to make his wife widow, and if any one of you has a desire that his wife should cry over his corpses, then I am migrating, follow me and try to stop me. This was how brave Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. Before Umar radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala ali majmain could not come and worship collectively in the Haram Sharif. They would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Darul Arqam. When he accepted Islam, he said, Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should perform our salat collectively in Haram Sharif. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not an appropriate time. Inshallah, that day will come also. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that before I accepted Islam, the Muslims were performing salat secretly. And after I accept Islam, they still perform secretly. So what difference has my Islam made? We will perform salat openly in the Haram Sharif. And Hamza radiallahu anhu was one of the bravest people in Makkah Mukarrama also. He had accepted Islam just 3 days ago. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divided the Muslim into two parts. And one was headed by Hamza radiallahu anhu, the other was headed by Umar radiallahu anhu. And whilst one group was performing salat, the other group was guarding. And when the second group was performing salat, the first group was guarding. So Umar radiallahu anhu knew that I am very brave, everybody respects me, everybody fears me. And this is my sister who would never raise her voice. What is it that is making her do all this? She is bleeding from the mouth. She is crying also with pain. But she is not fearing me. She is looking into my eyes and she is saying, Behan boli Umar, hum to agar tu humko agar tu mar bhi daale, shikanjo mein kase ya kotiya botiya kutto se nuchwa le, magar hum deen haq se ab to hargiz phir nahi sakte, bulandi marifat ki mil chuki hai gir nahi sakte. We cannot leave this deen haq. So Umar is contemplating and is looking at his sister. He has forgotten his brother-in-law. And he observes, Zuba pe naam-e haq, aankhon se aansu, muh se khun jari, Umar ke dil pe is nakshe se haibat ho gayi tari. Umar radhiyallahu anhu was in a shock. Blood is coming out of her mouth because I have punished her, I have hit her a lot, I have injured her. And she is crying as a result of pain, and despite that she does not fear me and she is speaking haq. So there must be some other power that is supporting her, and that is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zuba pe naam-e haq, aankhon se aansu, muh se khun jari, Umar ke dil pe is nakshe se haibat ho gayi tari. So what did Umar say? Kaha, achha batao mujhko wo ayat-e Qurani, samajh rakha hai jinko tumne irshadati rabbani. So he said, show me those verses regarding which your belief is that it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I am also interested. Now the very first time when Umar radiallahu anhu paid attention to the verses of the Quran, he paid attention to the verses of the Quran as an enemy of the Quran. Now he is paying attention to the verses of the Quran with a desire to recognize the truth. Now this waaz is penetrating in the heart of Umar. Taha ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha tanzeelan mimman khalaqa al-ardha was-samawati al-ula ar-rahmanu 'ala al-arshi istawa lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ardi wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta ath-thara. Maw'izah is softening the heart of Umar radiyallahu anhu, and it is penetrating the heart. And the scroll upon which the initial a few verses of Surah Taha were written, when Umar radiallahu anhu completed reciting these verses, by that time the heart had softened and the nasiha had penetrated the heart, and he said, take me to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I also want to accept Islam. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'atkum maw'izatun min rabbikum. Maw'izah. Practically it is not maw'izah for me. Practically in our day-to-day life we experience it is not maw'izah. We listen to the Quran, no effect. We listen to the translation of the Quran, no effect. We participate in durus of the Quran, no effect. Practically no effect. Why? Because the zeal is not there. Because the inclination is not there. Because we don't open our arms. We don't open our arms for this maw'izah. If we perform 2 rakat, salatul hajah, and thereafter we recite the Quran, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, make this kalam of yours maw'izah for me. Make it maw'izah for me. Make it soften my heart. Make it penetrate my heart, and then you recite the Quran, and then you will see the effect. Then you read the tafsir of the Quran. Tafsir of the Quran written by, authored by someone who is authentic, reliable. Then you will see the effect. Perform two rakat, make dua, and then go in a gathering of the recite Quran, and then you see the profound effect that Quran will have upon you. Quran is an advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, taraktu fikum wa'izain. I am leaving behind you two wa'iz. 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 What is the meaning of wa'iz? Wa'iz is that person or that thing which imparts maw'izah. So I am leaving behind you two things that will be a source of maw'izah for you. Taraktu fikum wa'izain. I am leaving behind you two things that will be a means of maw'izah for you. That will soften your heart and that will penetrate your heart. And that will bring you on the straight path. Taraktu fikum wa'izain. An-natiqu was-samit. One wa'iz will give you advice verbally. You will be able to hear the words also. And the other wise will give you advice and maw'izah silently. So one is an-natiq, one wise is one who speaks, and the other wise is one who remains silent. But despite its silence, it will give you maw'izah. What are the two wa'iz? What are the two sources of acquiring maw'izah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an-natiqu al-Qur'an. The wise that speaks is the Qur'an. As-samitu al-maut. And the wise that remains silent, but despite that it softens your heart and it penetrates your heart, is death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, aksiru dhikr hadimi ladhat. Aksiru dhikr hadimi ladhat. Remember in abundance the destroyer of unlawful pleasures. Now a person is engaged in unlawful pleasure. How can these unlawful pleasures be destroyed? Through wise. Through waz, through maw'izah, through something that will soften our hearts. Through something that will penetrate our heart and compel us to refrain from unlawful pleasures. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you remember death frequently, then it will penetrate your heart, it will soften your heart, and as a result, it will compel you to stay away from unlawful desires. When I was teaching at Darul Uloom Bari after my graduation, when I used to go to Leicester, then the youth, the youngsters, many of them who knew me from school days, from madrasa days, they would come to meet me. They would meet me in the masjid. They would come to meet me at home. We would sit together, have tea, and talk about deen. So one day, a few of my friends, they brought to me a non-Muslim. His name was David. And he was a foreigner. He had come from abroad to study. And he had just completed his thesis in his master's. And he was waiting for the results. And during that time, something led him to search for the truth, and he was studying Islam. And some of his friends, who were his friends at university, knew me also. So when I came from Darul Uloom Bari for a weekend, when I went home from Darul Uloom Bari for a weekend, they brought David to me. And they said to me that he is interested in Islam, if you can talk to him. So we had a nice conversation. And then whenever I would go to Leicester, he would come to meet me. So we had 8, 10, 12 meetings, alhamdulillah. And in the final meeting, when we sat down on a Saturday night, he said to me, I have understood Islam. I know Islam is the true religion. I have stopped consuming alcohol. I buy meat from halal butchers. I don't smoke. And I fasted the whole month of Ramadan also. I know this is the true path. But there is a very big hurdle. Very big hurdle. And only that one hurdle is preventing me from accepting the truth. So I asked him, I said, what is that hurdle? So he said, before coming to the doorstep of Islam, I was a Christian. And as a Christian, I believed that Jesus is the Son of God. And Islam says every prophet is a servant of Allah. So he said to me that I am in my 20s now. So for more than 20 years, somebody who has been in my head as a godly being, son of God, I cannot bring that godly being on the level of being an ordinary servant. This is my hurdle. So I said to him, I said, David, let me tell you one thing. Allah guides when we engage in da'wah work, then the da'i does not know what questions he will be faced with. But if we keep our gaze to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we become humble, that I am not so knowledgeable, I don't know how I will answer the questions that this person will put forward to me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us. Because He is the custodian of this deen that He has sent. So I said, David, you know, you don't have to talk to anybody about this. Why don't you talk direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I said, what I suggest you do is that you go home and you perform ablution. He knew how to perform wuzu also. He had friends around him and he liked everything about Islam. I said, you perform ablution and you sit on the prayer mat. He had prayer mat also. I said, you sit on the prayer mat, you face Kaaba, and you talk to the Creator. You talk to God. I said, I believe in God, you believe in God. You talk to God and you say to God that I am not interested in Christianity nor Islam. My interest is truth. If truth lies in Christianity, then guide me to Christianity. Strengthen my heart. Give me firmness on this faith. Don't keep doubts in my heart regarding Christianity. And if Islam is the true religion, then strengthen my heart on Islam. Make me firm on Islam and remove this obstacle. And if truth is neither in Christianity nor Islam, if it is somewhere else, then Allah guide me to that truth. And I said, David, if you pray to God sincerely tonight, I can guarantee you that tomorrow morning you will be standing at the door of Islam and knocking at the door of Islam. And I said, you know why I'm saying this? Because I know that there is only one truth and that is Islam. If I had any doubt in my faith, I would have said to you that, oh Dawood, oh David, pray to God and tell him that please make Islam easy for me. I said, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you to pray to God and say, if Islam is the truth, then lead me to Islam. And if Christianity is truth, lead me to Christianity. And if truth lies somewhere else, then lead me to that truth. I am interested in truth, not in Islam or Christianity. The following day, he came to my house at 10 o'clock in the morning. After performing ghusl and wearing neat clothes, and he said, I want to embrace Islam. So I called all his friends. He accepted Islam, alhamdulillah, in my home. And I said, David, what happened last night? Tell me what happened. So David said to me that I did what you told me to do. And he said, I was overwhelmed. And I started weeping and crying. that I cannot become successful in the hereafter without following the truth, and I am confused. Oh God, you guide me. You guide me to the truth. You guide me to the truth. You guide me to the truth. And after my prayer, I lied down to go to sleep. But I was very, very restless. I could not sleep. I tried for an hour or so. I could not sleep. So I got up. I switched on the light. And whenever I read the Quran, I used to find solace. So I was in some sort of anxiety because I was confused. So he said, I picked up the copy of the Quran that I had. And I performed ablution. I picked up the copy of the Quran and I sat down on the prayer mat and I opened the Quran from anywhere just to read, to find solace. And he said the very first verse that my gaze fell on was لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحِ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ. That was the very first verse. لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحِ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ. Masih is not embarrassed that he is the servant of Allah. Isa alayhi salam is not embarrassed. He doesn't feel shy that why am I the servant of Allah. So he said, Alhamdulillah, just by reading this verse, it had so much, it softened his heart. It penetrated the heart. And that hurdle, that doubt that shaitan was creating, that how can you bring a deity? That is so low that same deity becomes a servant of Allah. He said, if Masih is not embarrassed, then why should I be embarrassed in accepting Masih as the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya ayyuhannas qad ja'atkum maw'izah. This is maw'izah. Maw'izah. If Allah says it is maw'izah, it has to be maw'izah. And if it is not maw'izah for me, then there is some hurdle that I have created that is preventing the Quran from becoming maw'izah for me. If the Quran is not affecting your heart, if it is not affecting your heart, if it is not affecting my heart, then that means there is nothing wrong with the Quran. There is nothing wrong with the Quran. Nothing wrong with the Quran. I am sitting in front of you and you are able to see me, you are able to observe me. If someone says that, can you see Salim? If you ask somebody who is sitting next to you, can you see Salim? And he says, yes, I can see Salim. If you ask the other person on the other side, can you see Salim? And he says, yes, I can see Salim. And if you say, but I can't see him. So if you can't see me, despite you being in the first row, there must be something wrong with your eyes. Either there is something wrong with your eyes or there is a partition between you and me. There is a pillar between you and me. That's why you cannot see me. If Allah says that Quran is maw'izah, it penetrates the heart, it softens the hearts, then if it does not soften my heart, if it does not penetrate my heart, then there must be something wrong with me. And we need to remove this obstacle that lies between ourselves and the glorious Quran. Once we remove that obstacle, then the Quran will soften our hearts, the Quran will penetrate our hearts, and we will become perfect mu'mineen. Perfect mu'mineen. How will we become perfect mu'mineen? I will be very brief now, because the first point has taken a lot of time. Very maw'izah. Once it softens the hearts and it penetrates the heart, it softens the heart, penetrates the heart, then a person will begin to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. So there is a person who is not performing salat. There is a person who is not fasting in the month of Ramadan. There is a person who is not safeguarding his gaze. There is a person who is involved in adultery, fornication, drugs, alcohol, swearing, lying, cheating, backbiting, slandering, disrespecting parents. When Quran becomes maw'izah for him, then it will soften the heart, penetrate the heart. And as soon as the heart is softened and the Quran penetrates the heart, a person will begin to carry out the do's and the don'ts. He will begin to carry out the faraiz, he will begin to carry out the wajibat. and he will begin to abstain from haram and makruhati tahrimiya. Allah will grant him this ability. And when a person carries out the faraiz and the wajibat, and he abstains from haram and makruhati tahrimiya, he will have to exert effort. It will not happen automatically. But because the heart is softened, and the Quran has penetrated, the waz has penetrated, it will show its profound effect by giving you the ability to fight your nafs, overcome your nafs, subjugate your nafs, conquer your nafs, and somehow carry out the faraiz, carry out the wajibat, abstain from haram and makruhati tahrimi. And once this begins to happen, then as a result of this mujahada, as a result of this effort that you are exercising, maw'izah will lead you to mujahada, effort. Effort in controlling your nafs, effort in fighting the shaitan, effort in carrying out the faraiz, effort in carrying out the wajibat, effort in abstaining from haram, and effort in abstaining from makruhati tahrimiya. Once this effort comes into existence, this effort is known as struggle, mujahada. Then it is this effort, this struggle, and this mujahada which purifies your heart. Tazkiyah. It is this mujahada. Mujahada will purify your heart. This struggle. Struggle to perform 5 times salat. Struggle to keep your gaze low. Struggle to abstain from misusing your mobile phone. This struggle, daily struggle, it will purify your heart. Purify your heart from hatred. Purify your heart from impatience. Purify your hearts from being ungrateful to Allah. Purify your heart from stinginess. Purify your heart from being proud and haughty. It will purify your heart. So the first stage is Quran is maw'izah. And once it becomes maw'izah, you begin to exercise mujahada. The second stage is shifa ul lima fi sudur. It will purify your heart. It becomes shifa for the illnesses of your heart. And once the heart is purified, then carrying out mustahabbat, sunan, and nawafil becomes nature. So the third stage is hidayah. Allah will lead you and guide you to carrying out not only the faraiz and wajibat, but also sunan, mustahabbat, and nawafil. This is the third stage. So first stage is maw'izah. As a result of maw'izah, you will begin to exercise mujahada. And once you begin to exercise mujahada, second stage takes place. Shifa'ul lima fi sudur. Your heart becomes pure from all the debasing qualities. And once that happens, then you reach that stage which was reached by Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, Hakim ul-Umma Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi. Now sunan becomes nature, mustahabbat becomes nature, and nawafil becomes nature. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi used to perform 200 rakat nafal daily. 200 rakat nafal daily. Now for me and you, unthinkable. How is it possible? I know it's not possible. I know. Why? Because I am not even on the first stage yet. Quran has not become maw'izah for me. So how can I understand the Quran becoming hidayah? I will only be able to understand the Quran becoming maw'izah when it becomes maw'izah for me. And I will only understand Quran becoming shifa when it becomes shifa for me. And when it becomes hidayah for me, I will be able to understand, and I will also be able to perform 2 rakat optional salat daily. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi had reached this third stage. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi performed the Fajr salat with the wudu of Isha salat for 40 years. Sayyid ibn Musayyib rahmatullahi alayhi had reached this third stage. So for 40 years continuously, he performed all his salat in the first row with the first takbir. And when a person reaches this third stage, when he is carrying out the faraiz, the wajibat, the sunan, the mustahabbat, and so many optional deeds, then he becomes a perfect believer. And when a person becomes a perfect believer, then he is surrounded from mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fourth stage is warahmatul lil mu'minin. Quran becomes mercy for all the believers. Now I am concluding. When Quran becomes maw'izah, you have yet to become successful because you are on the first step. There are 7 years of alim class, 6 years of alim class. So you've completed the first year, you are not an alim yet. You've completed the second year, you are not an alim yet. You have completed the third year, mashallah, you are doing well, but you have not completed alim course. But when you reach the stage of maw'izah, then you go on to shifa, and then you go on to hidayah. You have become a perfect believer from all aspects. And because you have become a perfect believer from all aspects, now Quran is rahmah for you. Rahmah from all aspects. When you recite it is rahmah for you, when you understand it is rahmah for you, when you practice it is rahmah for you. It will be rahmah for you in this world, rahmah for you at the time of death, rahmah for you in the grave, rahmah for you in the hereafter, rahmah for you at the time of reckoning, rahmah for you on the pul sirat. It is rahmah. When you reach this stage, that Quran becomes rahmah for you in this world and the hereafter, then can anything else in this world be better than this? When Quran becomes rahmah for you, and as a result of Quran becoming rahmah, you secure the success of this world, and you secure the success of the hereafter, then will there be anything more precious in this world than this? Even if I and you were given the treasures of the whole world, we will still say that this is nothing in comparison to what Allah has granted me. Quran has become rahmah for me. So Allah says, Qul, O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your ummah, bifadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi, fabidhalika falyafrahu. They should rejoice upon the fadl of Allah and the rahmat of Allah. The Muslim should rejoice upon the fadl of Allah and the rahmat of Allah. And what is the fadl of Allah and rahmat of Allah? The fadl and rahmat of Allah is that a person reads the Quran, he memorizes as much as he can, and he tries to make the Quran maw'izah for himself, and thereafter shifa for himself, and thereafter hidayah for himself, so that he can become enveloped in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fadl of Allah and this is the rahmat of Allah. So rahmat of Allah and fadl of Allah, huwa khayrum mimma yajma'un, is better than whatever all the people can accumulate. So because it is better than anything that this world contains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell your followers that they should rejoice upon this tawfiq, that they were able to make Quran maw'izah for themselves, they were able to make Quran shifa for themselves, they were able to make Quran hidayah for themselves, and ultimately Quran became rahmah for them. So my friends, let us all make a firm resolution that inshallah we will read the Quran daily from today. Inshallah. Beginning from Suratul Fatiha, slowly, slowly, slowly we will take it till the end. One juz daily, alhamdulillah. If not one juz, then three quarter juz. If not three quarter, half. More concession, quarter. More concession, one ruku. One ruku. Sometimes a ruku consists of 2 pages and 3 pages. So let's settle for 1 page. One page. One page. One page. A person contacted me and he said to me that I listened to one of your bayans in which you said that recite at least 1 page daily. And it affected me. And I started reciting 1 page. Before, the thought process was that one should at least recite one juz, and I'm not ready yet. One should at least recite one juz, I'm not ready yet. These are all tricks of shaitan. I want to recite the Quran, but not quarter. Quarter is too little. So quarter is too little, but zero is not too little. I want to recite, I'm able to recite quarter, but it's too little. So inshallah, I will recite the Quran when I am able to recite one juz. So daily you are reciting zero. Zero is not too little, but quarter is too little. We have to understand, we need to sit in the company of the ulama and the shuyukh. And alhamdulillah, Batli is very, very wealthy as far as good ulama are concerned and good shuyukh are concerned. There are so many good ulama sitting in this very gathering. So many good ulama sitting in this very gathering. The most senior is our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhu. Hazrat Maulana Ismail Raja Sahib, who used to study in Darul Umbari when I was studying. We have been good friends since then, alhamdulillah. We have respect and love for both, for each other, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen Maulana's shadow. May Allah lengthen Hazrat's shadow. May Allah lengthen the shadow of so many other ulama here. The people of Batli are very, very wealthy. I'm not saying very, very, very wealthy as far as mashayikh, the pious ulama are concerned, and as far as good academic ulama are concerned. If we sit in their company, try for 6 months, go every week and sit in the company of somebody pious, somebody good. And then see how your thinking changes in regard to Islam. You will be able to understand Islam better. So he said to me that that was the thought process, that I want to recite the Quran. And I said, for 30, 40 years this remained. I want to recite the Quran, but quarter is too little. Half is too little. At least one juz. At least one juz. And I used to recite some Quran in the month of Ramadan, but not outside Ramadan. So he said, when I listened to your bayan, it touched me. That one page is good. One page is easy. And I said in the bayan, something is better than nothing. So he said, I started reciting one page, sometimes more than one page, sometimes less than one page, but every day. Because in that bayan I said, do you have breakfast sometimes or every day? Every day. Tea every day. Food every day. Sleep every day. Why Quran not every day? So he said, I started reciting. And you know, when he completed the whole Quran, he completed the whole Quran in 10 months. And he texted me to say that alhamdulillah, I feel so happy that after 30, 40 years besides Ramzan, this is the first time I have completed the whole Quran. After 10 months, but alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And then slowly, slowly, slowly he progressed more, and a time came when he started reciting one juz daily, and now he is completing 11 Qurans besides Ramzan every year. So my friends, we need to start somewhere. We need to start somewhere. And not after 1 week, not after 1 month, not after Ramadan, not before Ramadan. We need to start today. And if not today, then tomorrow. Recite the Quran daily. Sit in the company of ulama, mashayikh, and durus of the Quran, and try to benefit. And whatever you hear and listen with the intention of practicing. And practice. Try to practice. And where you fail, say to Allah, like David did. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. I want to tread the straight path. I want to make you happy. You help me. I want to make you happy. You know my inner intention. I want to make you happy. Inshallah, if we will attach ourselves to the Quran will become more easier for us. And as soon as you're on the first level, it will automatically become shifa. Then it will automatically become hidayah. And it will automatically become rahmah. And once it becomes rahmah for me, then nothing will be able to harm me in this world nor the hereafter. And if all of us exert effort as the ummah, if it becomes rahmah for the whole ummah, then nothing will harm the ummah in this world nor in the hereafter. The 6 students who will be completing the Quran today, they are very, very fortunate, mashallah. Their parents are very, very fortunate. And the asatidha are very fortunate. This madrasa is very fortunate. Maulana Suleiman Sahib and his team, they are all very, very fortunate. And Maulana Zakaria Sahib and his team, they are also very fortunate. It's a great moment for us. But I will leave you with 2 advices. One advice is that it's very easy to memorize the Quran. But it's easy, not very. It's easy to memorize the Quran, But it's very difficult to keep it to memory until you breathe your last. So the challenge starts today. So you have become the Hafiz of the Quran. You need to remain a Hafiz of the Quran until you breathe your last. If you do not remain a Hafiz of the Quran, then how will you become worthy of this virtue wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that it will be said to the Sahibul Quran on the day of Qiyamah, read and ascend. If you can't read, how will you ascend? You will only ascend according to your recitation. So if you begin reading from Suratul Fatiha and stop in the second ruku of Suratul Baqarah, how much will you ascend? You will only be able to read on the day of Qiyamah if you have put your Quran to memory. So mashallah, you have put the Quran to memory. Now revise it properly before you leave from here. I always advise students that you should not leave your revision until you are able to read 5 juz in one gathering. 5 juz, 5 juz, 5 juz, 5 juz, Monday to Saturday finished. Again, 5 juz, 5 juz, 5 juz, Monday to Saturday 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So revise it in the initial stages, quarter, 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 half, 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 three quarter, three quarter, three quarter, one, 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 then go to 1 1/4, then go to 1 1/2, and then go to 2, and then 3, and 4, and 5. 5. 5 for 10 weeks. 5, 5, 5, 5. Complete 10 khatams in 10 weeks. Then nobody will have to tell you that recite the whole Quran in one go. Automatically you will be able to recite the whole Quran in one go. So keep it to memory until you breathe your last. Number one. And number two, you are a Hafiz of the Quran, so practice the Quran. If you become an alim, mashallah, you will be able to understand the message of the Quran also. So you will be able to practice and make other people practice also. But if you are unable to become alim for some reason whatsoever, then you must remain a good Muslim. Remain a good Muslim. Become a Hafiz who practices the Quran. And in order to do that, associate yourself with the da'wah and tabligh work. Associate yourself to a sheikh, find a good sheikh, a good pious personality, and associate, affiliate yourself to a good sheikh, become murid of a good sheikh. And study deen as per your need and practice. Stay away from wrong company, stay always in good company, stay away from wrong environment, stay always in good environment, stay away from layani, and people should be able to see the difference between a Hafiz and a non-Hafiz. A Hafiz should behave more better than a non-Hafiz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Congratulations to everybody. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to bring into our life the advices that our respected Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Dorat Sahib Hafidhahullah Ta'ala has given us. Inshallah, now I will be calling upon the students. First and foremost, we will have the 4 students of our Madrasa Mahmoudia, and thereafter we will have the 2 students from our respected Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Mutala Sahib's students, inshallah. First and foremost, we will call upon Hafidh Hudhaifa bin Shaukat Rawat to come forward and complete his memorization of the Holy Quran.
MashaAllah, the behavior of the students was 100% today. When your students from madrasa, during the bayan, they around us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah. The next student is Hafiz Ahmed bin Malana Yusuf Anasa.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
ما MashaAllah. Next we have the Hafiz Handala bin Ahmed Patel.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله. The next student is Hafiz Hussein bin Rashid Rawat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Next we call upon Hafiz Shams Ali.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. And finally we call upon Hafiz Yasin Wadi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
Inshallah, now the dua will take place. Thereafter, the dastarbandi will take place as well. Inshallah.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عاتيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهد الناس جميعا، اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين، اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين ومن خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. اللهم بعيد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم عيننا على تلاوة كتابك وكثرة الذكر لك والشكر لك. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحمك كرمك يسر سهولتك عفو عافيتك فضل و عنايتك حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. يا أرحم الراحمين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. الہ العالمین چھوٹے بڑے تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے اہل و عیال ہمارے دوست احباب ہمارے رشتہ دار ہمارے متعلقین پوری امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. صغائر کو بھی معاف فرما کبائر کو بھی معاف فرما. الہ العالمین گناہوں کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما گناہوں کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما تیری نافرمانی کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین نیکیوں کی رغبت ہمیں نصیب فرما نیکیوں کی رغبت ہمیں نصیب فرما نیک اعمال کی رغبت ہمیں نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی دوسروں کو چلانے کی جمنے کی دوسروں کو جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین علم سے آراستہ فرما
الہ العالمین علم صحیح نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین علم کا وافر حصہ نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین علم کے ساتھ فہم سلیم عطا فرما، الہ العالمین اس کے مطابق زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں اس علم کو عام کرنے کا جذبہ نصیب فرما، الہ العالمین اس کے لیے وسائل نصیب فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین خلوص نصیب فرما، اخلاص نصیب فرما، حب دنیا سے حفاظت فرما، حب مال سے حفاظت فرما، حب جاہ سے حفاظت فرما، حب باہ سے حفاظت فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین ہمارے قلوب کو رذائل سے پاک فرما، خسائل سے آراستہ فرما، الہ العالمین ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی محبت کا مرکز بنا دے، ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی محبت کا مرکز بنا دے، ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی محبت کا مرکز بنا دے، اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اس نعمت سے محروم نہ فرما، تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے، بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے، کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے، الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا، اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین ہم آپ سے آپ کی ذات کو مانگتے ہیں، الہ العالمین آپ ہم سے راضی ہو جائیے، آپ ہم سے راضی ہو جائیے، آپ ہم سے راضی ہو جائیے، الہ العالمین ہم آپ کی ناراضگی کی ہم آپ کی ناراضگی سے آپ کی پناہ مانگتے ہیں، اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں جہالت سے بچا لے، علم سے سرفراز فرما، شقاوت سے بچا لے، الہ العالمین سعادت سے سرفراز فرما، الہ العالمین توحید سے سرفراز فرما، شرک سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین ایمان پر ثابت قدمی نصیب فرما، کفر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین تیرا قرب خاص نصیب فرما، تیرے در سے دوری سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں صحتیں عطا فرما، بیماریوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، عزت عطا فرما، ذلت سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین گمراہی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، ہدایت عطا فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما، مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما، مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما، الہ العالمین پوری انسانیت کے حال پہ رحم فرما، الہ العالمین اپنے بندوں کو اپنی ذات سے جوڑ دے، الہ العالمین ہدایت کو عام فرما، ہدایت کو تام فرما، الہ العالمین ایک ایک فرد بشر کو اپنا بندہ بنا لے، الہ العالمین اپنا مومن بندہ بنا لے، الہ العالمین غیر مسلموں کو اسلام کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، الہ العالمین رکاوٹیں ختم فرما، ہدایت کو عام فرما، الہ العالمین مسلمانوں کو بھی الہ العالمین اپنے دین کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، تیرے کلام کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، الہ العالمین تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعلیمات کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، الہ العالمین ہماری زندگیوں سے ہماری زندگیوں کو سنتوں سے آراستہ فرما، الہ العالمین ہر کام ہمارا سنت طریقے کے مطابق ہو، الہ العالمین ہماری زبانوں کو تیرے ذکر سے تر و تازہ فرما، الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو تیرے ذکر سے منور فرما، الہ العالمین ہمارے دماغوں کو تیرے ذکر سے معطر فرما، الہ العالمین الہ العالمین قرآن کو سمجھنے والا قرآن کو پڑھنے والا بنا دے، تجوید کے ساتھ پڑھنے والا بنا دے، دھیان کے ساتھ ادب کے ساتھ عظمت کے ساتھ خلوص کے ساتھ پڑھنے والا بنا دے، الہ العالمین الہ العالمین اسے سمجھنے والا بنا دے، الہ العالمین اسے سمجھ کر اس پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے، الہ العالمین قرآن مجید کے معانی اور قرآن مجید کی مرادوں کو سمجھنے کا الہ العالمین جذبہ نصیب فرما، تڑپ نصیب فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین سمجھ کر اس پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے، اور الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں اسے عام کرنے کا جذبہ عطا فرما دے، اے ارحم الراحمین قرآن کی حفاظت فرما، حدیثوں کی حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین حق کی حفاظت فرما، حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما، مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما، مقامات مقدسہ کی حفاظت فرما، مقابر مسلمین کی حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین مسلمان جانوں کی حفاظت فرما، غیر مسلموں کی جانوں کی حفاظت فرما، امن کو عام فرما، سلامتی کو عام فرما، رحمتوں کو عام فرما، برکتوں کو عام فرما، الہ العالمین ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما، ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما، ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما، الہ العالمین تیری نافرمانیوں کا خاتمہ فرما، الہ العالمین تیری نافرمانیوں کا خاتمہ فرما، تیری نافرمانیوں کا خاتمہ فرما، شیطان اور نفس کے مقاید سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین ان سب چیزوں کے ہونے کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما، سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما، الہ العالمین نصرت نازل فرما، نصرت نازل فرما، نصرت نازل فرما، مظلومین کی دستگیری فرما، مظلومین کی دستگیری فرما، مظلومین کی دستگیری فرما، ظالموں کو ہدایت عطا فرما، ہدایت مقدر میں نہیں ہے تو ان کے ہاتھوں کو توڑ دے, الہ العالمین ان کی گردنوں کو پکڑ لے, الہ العالمین ان کو پیشانی کے بالوں سے پکڑ لے, الہ العالمین حق کے راستے سے انہیں ہٹا دے, الہ العالمین حق کے راستے میں وہ رکاوٹ بنے ہوئے انہیں ہٹا دے, الہ العالمین تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعلیمات کو عام فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, ہمیں اپنے تزکیہ کی توفیق عطا فرما, دلوں کو پاک صاف کرنے کا جذبہ عطا فرما, رذائل سے پاک فرما, خسائل سے آراستہ فرما, ہمیں اصلاح نفس کی توفیق عطا فرما, ہمیں اپنے شیوخ مشائخ اور الہ العالمین علماء ربانیین کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما, ہمیں اپنے اساتذہ کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما, ہمیں ایسے دینی اداروں کی قدر دانی کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین, علم کی, علماء کی, مدارس کی, الہ العالمین علم سے تعلق رکھنے والی